now to talk about the family and his extraordinary life. So, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. First, tell us what you know about the family and who was Jimmy Carter as a person.
Well, everything you see and everything you hear and read about him just being a remarkable human being is true. Everything you hear and read and see about Mrs. Carter being the same is true. They're just a wonderful, genuine family that arguably did more in their retirement years than they did in their professional years. They just were nonstop in spreading goodwill and doing good things to help people that were less fortunate. It's the way they lived their life. I mean, they walked the walk and talked the talk. Just a remarkable couple, remarkable past president, former president and first lady, from a remarkable family in an incredible town. Plains, Georgia has done everything they can to embrace me as a friend and visitor, and it's just a place that everyone should see to be believed.
Jimmy and Rosalind had such a beautiful love story. Can you talk more about their marriage? Because they were married, I believe, 77 years?
That's absolutely correct. 77 years. They're the longest married presidential couple in history, along with President Carter being the longest living president at 100. But they met in a small church in Plains, Georgia. Jimmy went off to the U.S. Naval Academy. They got married and they lived their lives in and around the world together. It's really hard to separate the two as a story. You know, you can't study President Carter without studying Mrs. Carter. In fact, President Carter's mother was there in the delivery room when Mrs. Carter was born, when she was Rosalind Smith. And Mr. Carter's mother also took care of Rosalind Carter's dying father. And the family, they're intertwined. They went to the same school. Young Rosalind played with Jimmy Carter's sisters when they were young. It's just a story for the ages. It's an American love story, a political white story, love story, and a White House love story.
Yeah, and he died surrounded by his family peacefully. And it's a big family he leaves behind, correct? Children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
100%. And I'm friends with a number of the grandchildren, some of President and Mrs. Carter's sons, nieces, nephews, just the whole family down there. And we've seen him most recently at his 100-year birthday celebration in the backyard at his house there watching the Navy fly over, the airplane fly over on planes. And I know that that the family visited regularly all the way through and up to the very end. So he's been surrounded by familiar faces and loved ones throughout his former presidency and in his most recent years.
And do you maybe have a quick anecdote you could share? Something that might surprise us about Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, very recently, his niece Leanne told me this. President Carter apparently just this past July 4th slept through the fireworks in Plains, and he was very upset that no one had woken him up to see the 4th of July fireworks. So they had him take him in the Secret Service van and the little motorcade that they have down there for him in Plains to the next town over, America, so he could see the fireworks the next day. He didn't want to miss them at 100 years old, still loving fireworks and still loving America.
Wow, just like a kid. Andrew, that's a great story. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
And thank you for having me.